From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
How are you today? I hope you're fine, and I will accompany you for the next 60 minutes with our program. And we will start our program with the Kaleidoscope. Stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia.
We continue to July. From July the 4th and 5th, 2019, Indonesian President Joko Widodo paid a working visit to North Sulawesi Province. In his working visit, the President visited Bitung Seaport in a bid to encourage export and import activities through the seaport. President Joko Widodo also stated that there are many parties who would like to invest in Bitung. The Bitung Seaport is an international seaport that is projected to support the development of Bitung Special Economic Zone. The Bitung Special Economic Zone is one of the priorities of the state development. In addition, the Bitung Seaport will also support industrial activities in East Indonesian region, which comprises of Ambon and Ternate, Samarinda, Balikpapan, and Nunukan. From July 9 to 15, 2019, Indonesian Minister of Education and Culture, in collaboration with Asian Secretariat, held the Asian Contemporary Dance Festival in Yogyakarta. The Contemporary Dance Festival involved delegation of 10 Asian countries, Brunei Darussalam, Cambodia, Indonesia, Laos, Malaysia, Myanmar, the Philippines, Singapore, Thailand, and Vietnam. Yogyakarta was appointed to host the event because the city is renowned for its long-standing history and sustainable contribution to the birth and development of culture not only in Indonesia but also in Asian region. Moreover, Yogyakarta was also designated as the Asian City of Culture for the period of 2018-2020 at the 8th meeting of the Asian Minister responsible for culture and arts held in Yogyakarta on October 24, 2018. At the State Palace in Jakarta on July the 19, 2019, Indonesian President Joko Widodo sent off Indonesian Scout contingent who would participate in the 24th International Scout Jamboree held in the USA. On the occasion, the President hoped that the Indonesian Scout contingent could maintain Indonesia's positive image in the international world. He also called on Indonesian Scouts to play an active role in supporting the global development.
Dengan jumlah anggota Gerakan Pramuka Indonesia yang mencapai 25 juta orang dari kurang lebih
of the 50 million scouts in the world, 25 million of them are Indonesians. This means that half of them are from Indonesia. Therefore, Indonesian scouts must have active contribution in scout movement, because by giving contribution to the society, Indonesian scouts have implemented the slogan of scouting, namely, scouting creates a better world. The slogan is in line with the vision and mission of our country in a bid to build universal brotherhood and create a better, more peaceful, and more equitable society. Indonesia sent as many as 80 scouts to participate in the Scout Jamboree held in West Virginia, the USA. Of the 80 million participants, 67 of them were Indonesian scouts from the levels of Penggalang, or Razors, and Penenggak, or Enforcement. On August 8, 2019, Indonesian President Joko Widodo inaugurated the new building of Asian Secretariat in South Jakarta. The new building of the Asian Secretariat is located behind the old one. On the occasion, President Joko Widodo remarked that Asian would face a number of challenges in the future, such as the position of Asian in responding to conflict that happens among the world's largest economies and the relevance of Asian in overcoming global challenges in the future. The President also affirmed that the Indonesian government would keep supporting Asian in tackling these issues. The support aims to help Asian overcome global challenges. One of Indonesia's concrete efforts to support Asian is shown through the establishment of the new Asian Secretariat Building.
Kedepan tantangan ASEAN untuk 50 tahun tidaklah mudah. Tarik menarik antara kekuatan besar.
In the next 50 years, ASEAN will face more complicated challenges. Take for example the position of ASEAN in responding to global conflicts. However, there are still many people in ASEAN countries who do not know the advantage of the association for its people. Therefore, ASEAN must maintain its reputation. ASEAN must uphold its relevance in responding to the new development, supporting the interests of its people, and collaborating in a bid to overcome global challenges. The world has changed rapidly. Therefore, ASEAN must act responsibly in responding to the global challenges as a country that has a substantial role in ASEAN. Indonesia strives to help ASEAN overcome the challenges promptly, effectively, and efficiently, one of which is by establishing the new ASEAN Secretariat. The new ASEAN Secretariat building depicts the new spirit of ASEAN. We hope the new building can recharge the spirit of ASEAN to overcome global challenges. The new Asian Secretariat building has two towers, and each of which has 16 floors. The inauguration of the new Asian Secretariat building was also attended by a number of ministers of the Working Cabinet, Minister of Friendly Countries, Representative of Friendly Countries in Indonesia, Secretary General of Asian, as well as Governor of Jakarta. On August 16, 2019, Indonesian President Joko Widodo expressed his optimism that Indonesia's economy would keep growing despite the global economic recession. It was stated by President Joko Widodo in his state address about the 2020 state budget bill at the House of Representatives building in Jakarta. The president asserted that one of the keys to advance the Indonesian nation is by continuously improving the competitiveness of the Indonesian human resources, which focuses on the development of human resources. Eligible human resources is an important aspect to face the era of digital economy.
Indonesia memiliki modal awal bersaing di tingkat global.
Indonesia's huge population is a valuable capital to support the competitiveness of Indonesian human resources. We have the fourth largest population, and most of them are still in productive age. I am optimistic that by continuously improving the quality of our human resources, Indonesia can achieve its vision to become an advanced country. We must prove that Indonesia can become one of the biggest economies in the world. We must prove that Indonesia's economy can keep growing and provide impacts for the equity and prosperity of the Indonesian society. President Joko Widodo called on the Indonesian society to participate in the development of the economy in a bid to advance the Indonesian nation. On August 17, 2019, President Joko Widodo welcomed the courtesy call of the Malaysian King, the 16th Yang di-Pertuan Agung Al-Sultan Abdullah Riayatuddin Al-Mustafa Billah Shah at Bogor Presidential Palace in West Java. In his visit, President Joko Widodo and King Al-Sultan Abdullah discussed cooperation in a number of fields, particularly in the fields of economy and protection of the Indonesian citizens in Malaysia. The president explained that in the field of economy, Indonesia and Malaysia have agreed to boost cooperation in trade and investment. From August 27 to 28, 2019, media and radio actors from various countries participated in a conference entitled Radio Days Asia 2019 in a bid to discuss a number of issues related to the development of technology and media disruptions. Radio Days Asia was held for the first time in Asia. The conference featured dozens of speakers in the fields of radio and media. It was also participated in by hundreds of participants. Founder of Radio Days Europe and Radio Days Asia, Anders, held in his remark hope that the Radio Days Asia 2019 could revamp the quality of radio for listener.
Radio Days Asia is here today. Now we are joining hands to create this new professional event as a meeting point for radio in Asia and other parts of the world. I am convinced we can learn from each other. We can inspire each other. We can develop our content and businesses to give our listeners even better radio and audio.
Radio Days Asia 2019 highlighted more than 30 topics, The conference predominantly discussed the future of radio, the use of social media to promote radio, podcasts, hoaxes, and the condition of radio in various countries. One of the speakers from Indonesia in the conference was Kemal Mukhtar, a private radio announcer. Kemal Mukhtar, along with his two other colleagues, namely Madi Berber from Singapore and Ian Narsoon from Malaysia, become key speakers of the conference. Kemal talked about the production of morning broadcasting program on the last day of the Radio Days Asia 2019. We move on to September. On September the 6th, 2019, Indonesian President Joko Widodo inaugurated the factory of SMK Car, which is owned by PT Solo Manufaktur Kreasi in Sambi, Boyolali, Central Java. On the occasion, President Director of PT Solo Manufaktur Kreasi, Edu Wirajaya, explained to President Joko Widodo that the factory of SMK and all of its facilities were established by Indonesian generations. Before inaugurating the factory, the president pointed out that the SMK car factory would give significant contribution for the growth of the economy. On September 11, 2019, Indonesian President Joko Widodo officially opened the 37th Conference of Asian Federation of Engineering Organization, the 37th CFAO, in Jakarta. On the occasion, he appreciated the Asian Mutual Recognition Agreement on Engineering Services. The Mutual Recognition Agreement aims to facilitate the mobility of Asian engineering services professionals. President Joko Widodo also underscored the importance of cooperation among engineers in Asia, so that Asian can play a central role in the development of technology and innovation in the future.
Saya berharap kita memegang peran sentral dalam mengembangkan inovasi-inovasi ini ke depan.
I hope that Asian will have a pivotal role in developing innovations in the future. Therefore, I highly appreciate the 37th Conference of Asian Federation of Engineering Organization, which aims to share ideas, experiences, technology, and best practices among Asian countries. The conference is also expected to stimulate innovation so that Asian countries will be more advanced. On the occasion, President Joko Widodo also received the CFO Distinguished Honorary Patron Award. The award aimed to appreciate President Joko Widodo's contribution in developing infrastructure for the advancement of the Indonesian nation. On the same date, the third president of the Republic of Indonesia, Baharudin Yusuf Habibie, passed away at the Gatot Subroto Army Hospital in Jakarta. President Joko Widodo expressed the deepest condolences of the Indonesian government and the Indonesian society for the passing of the former president at the hospital. President Joko Widodo hoped that the Indonesian people could continue the goals of Habibie. We continue to October. On the 1st of October 2019, as many as 575 members of the Indonesian House of Representatives were officially inaugurated at the Parliamentary Complex in Jakarta. The inauguration began with the reading of the Presidential Decree No. 98-P-2019 about the inauguration of the DPR members for the period 2019-2024 by Secretary General of the Indonesian House of Representatives, Indra Iskandar. In addition, 711 members of the People Consultative Assembly, MPR, for the period of 2019-2024 were also inaugurated. The 711 member consists of 575 members of the House of Representatives and 136 members of the Regional Legislative Council, DPD. Indonesian President Joko Widodo and former Vice President Yusuf Kalla witnessed the inauguration. On October 3, 2019, the People's Consultative Assembly, MPR, held plenary session to inaugurate Chairman of the MPR for the period of 2019-2024 in Jakarta. The plenary session was led by temporary chairman Abdul Wahab Dalimunte. Of the 711 members of the MPR, 383 attended this session. Bambang Susatyo was elected by acclamation as chairman of the People's Consultative Assembly for the period of 2019-2024. On October 20, 2019, Joko Widodo and Ma'ruf Amin were inaugurated as Indonesian President and Vice President for the period of 2019-2024 at the Parliamentary Building in Jakarta. On October 23, 2019, Indonesian President Joko Widodo inaugurated Minister of the Indonesian Cabinet onward for the period of 2019-2024 at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta. Still, on October 23, 2019, President Joko Widodo, who was accompanied by Vice President Maruf Amin, announced a new cabinet for the period of 2019-2024. President Joko Widodo called on his ministers to work professionally and avoid corruption.
Kabinet yang tadi sudah saya umumkan untuk yang pertama, jangan korupsi. Yang pertama,
I have announced members of the cabinet. There are some points that I would like to remind them. The first one is to avoid corruption. We must create a system to tackle corruption. Second, there are no vision and mission of ministers, only the vision and mission of president and vice president. Third, we must work hard, professionally and productively. Fourth, we must not be trapped in monotonous routines. Fifth, we must give concrete contribution and action. Sixth, we must observe the issues and find the solution to solve them. And last, we must work seriously. President named the cabinet of the Indonesian cabinet onward. There are 4 coordinating affairs ministers and 13 ministers. In addition, there are also general attorney, cabinet secretary, presidential staff, and head of the National Coordinating Investment Board who will assist President Joko Widodo in the next 5 years. On October 25, 2019, President Joko Widodo inaugurated Deputy Minister of the Indonesian Cabinet onward. There are 12 deputy ministers at 11 ministries. The inauguration was held at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta. On October 31, 2019, Indonesia participated in the Asian Economic Council meeting. Indonesia raised a number of pivotal issues in the meeting, such as digital economy and 4.0 industrial revolution. Indonesian delegation was led by Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto. Indonesia proposed the issue of Industrial Revolution 4.0, which is a complex and multi-sectoral issue, must be managed by a sectoral institution that involves an industrial sector under the Asian Economic Community Council. Therefore, further discussion related to its mechanism needs to be conducted, including the change of Asian Charter. We continue to November. On November 2, 2019, President Joko Widodo attended the 35th Asian Summit, which was held at the Impact Exhibitions and Convention Center, Bangkok, Thailand. He appreciated and congratulated Thailand for its presidency as chair of Asian in 2019. Meanwhile, Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi, after the summit, explained that all Asian leaders agreed and expressed the same hope for the completions of the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership. On the occasion, President Joko Widodo also highlighted other issues, such as the humanitarian crisis in the Rakhine State, Myanmar, and the strengthening of cooperation in a bid to implement the Asian outlook on the Indonesian Pacific. On November 3, 2019, Indonesian President Joko Widodo remarked at the 22nd Asian-China Summit, which took place at the Impact Exhibition and Convention Center, Bangkok. In his remark, the President encouraged the implementation of the Indo-Pacific concept by putting forth collaboration. He pointed out that in June 2019, Asian countries adopted Asian outlook on the Indo-Pacific in a bid to bolster cooperation and tackle rivalry. According to President Joko Widodo, the partnership between Asia and China, which has been established for the past 3 decades, has become the locomotive of peace and regional stability. He also hopes the outlook could encourage stability, security, and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region. Still on November 3, 2019, Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi stated that Indonesia actively contributed to building peace during its leadership at the UN Security Council. Indonesia's contribution was lauded by the United Nations. It was remarked by Minister Marsudi when accompanying President Joko Widodo at the 10th Asian UN Summit held in Bangkok, Thailand. On the occasion, President Joko Widodo encouraged Asian and the UN to boost cooperation in a bid to prove the roles and advantage of Asian to the international world. On November 4, 2019, the 6th Inter-Parliamentary Union meeting was held in Tokyo, Japan. The meeting was held to discuss economic challenges due to trade war. Former chairman of the Indonesian House of Representatives, who led the Indonesian delegation at the meeting, explained that Parliament has a major role in developing inclusive trade, especially in encouraging the participation of small and medium enterprises in the global chain, as well as sharpening the role of entrepreneurs in the trade sector. The Inter-Parliamentary Union is a platform of international parliament to discuss the latest issues and global challenges. On November 21, 2019, for the first time in the history of the Indonesian nation, Indonesian President Joko Widodo introduced 7 millennial generation as his special staffs to help the president manage his administration. The president introduced the 7 special staffs at the State Palace in Jakarta. They comprise of Adamas Belva Shah Devara, Aminuddin Maruf, Angki Yudhistia, Putri Indah Sari Tanjung, Andi Taufan Garuda Putra, Ayu Kartika Dewi, and Gracia Billy Mambrasar. President Joko Widodo said that the 7 young generation will be his sharing partners. In addition, the staff will also help President Joko Widodo coordinate with Indonesian youth, such as Indonesian diaspora and santri, or Islamic boarding school students. The president hoped that the new staffs could make innovations and initiate ideas in a bid to help him manage the country. We continue to December. On December 4, 2019, Director General of Resilience, Regional and Industrial Access at the Indonesian Industry Ministry, Dodi Rahadi, said in Jakarta that Indonesia is the only Asian country which is selected to be partner country to feature the Making Indonesia 4.0 roadmap at the biggest manual industry and technology exhibition called Hanover Messe 2020. The exhibition will take place in Hanover, Germany, from 20 to 24th of April 2020. Indonesia's participation in the exhibition is aimed at boosting economic relations between Indonesia and Germany.
Indonesia dipilih sebagai partner country. ASEAN cuma satu-satunya baru Indonesia.
Indonesia is selected as partner country of Hanover Messe 2020. It is the only Asian country which got selected to participate in the exhibition. Indonesia's industrial development, which is known as the Making Indonesia 4.0, is in line with the theme of the exhibition, namely industrial transformation. By participating in the exhibition, we hope we can improve our cooperation in the fields of technology and skills. In addition, we also hope Indonesia can attract more investors and boost its export. 150 Indonesian companies will take part in the event. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and Indonesian President Joko Widodo will attend the Indonesian Pavilion. Through Making Indonesia 4.0, we strive to double our productivities and improve our research from 0.3 to 2%. This is the commitment of developed countries. We are on our way to become one of them. We are also part of the G20. Dodi added that the initiative of Making Indonesia 4.0 aims to develop Indonesia's manufacturing sector, which comprises of 5 sectors, namely food and beverage, textile, automotive, chemicals, and electronic. In addition, Indonesia focuses on developing digital economy. On December 5, 2019, President Joko Widodo welcomed the delegates of U.S. Asian Business Council at the State Palace in Jakarta. He hoped that the U.S. business actors can cooperate with Indonesia in developing infrastructures and human resources. Escorted by RRI.co.id, President Joko Widodo pointed out that the U.S. has a major role not only to support Asian, but also to strengthen the stability and prosperity of the Indo-Pacific region. The total investment of the U.S. in Indonesia reaches $1.2 billion. In addition to investment, the U.S. is also Indonesia's strategic trade partner. Still on the same date, the Straits Times Singapore presented awards for inspiring leaders. One of the recipients of the awards was Indonesian President Joko Widodo. He said that the Asian of the Year 2019 award is such an honor for Indonesia. It was remarked by the president's spokesperson, Fazrul Rahman, in Jakarta. Escorted by Media Indonesia, the award aims building Indonesia for the past few years. Fajrul Rahman pointed out that the award encouraged the Indonesian government to keep developing infrastructure, building human resources, as well as simplifying bureaucracy and regulation. On December 5, 2019, Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi opened the 12th Bali Democracy Forum in Bali, theme Democracy and Inclusivity. As quoted by Media Indonesia, she explained that the theme is based on the study of the Foreign Affairs Ministry on 209 countries and institutions. She also elaborated that the study aims to investigate the relations between democracy and inclusivity measures by the Human Freedom Index 2018. The 12th Bali Democracy Forum also highlighted the issues of improving women's participation. Minister Retno conveyed about the importance of women's participation in democracy. On December 11, 2019, Indonesian President Joko Widodo reminded his aides to accelerate the negotiation of the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, CEPA, with the partner countries. This aims to improve Indonesia's export to those countries. When leading the limited work meeting about the accelerations of industries and trade program implementation at the State Palace in Jakarta, he said that currently, the Indonesian government is focusing on maintaining the positive economic growth, preventing deficit, and increasing the surplus of trade balance. The president also called on his aides to find potential export destination so that Indonesia's export will improve.
Saya ingatkan lagi mengenai percepatan negosiasi perjanjian-perjanjian.
I hope the negotiation of the Comprehensive Economic Agreement Partnership CEPA will be completed soon, especially the agreement with potential countries. I call on Indonesian Ministers of Trade and Minister of Foreign Affairs to accelerate the agreement and find potential markets so that our export will improve. We need to accelerate the negotiation of Indonesia-Australia Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement. We have negotiated the Comprehensive Economic Partnership with the European Union, Asian countries, and members of the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, RCEP, and the African countries. We need to accelerate the negotiation. The negotiation team must also be persistent in negotiating. Hence, we can increase our export. This is what we must plan. We also need to support our exporters in implementing the program. Furthermore, President Joko Widodo also highlighted a number of issues that must be solved by the government. He also remarked that there are still a number of issues that must be taken into consideration, such as complicated regulation impeding export and improving the quality of export products. The president also underscored the importance of building export-oriented and integrated industrial zone. The integration is aimed at improving efficiency and competitiveness of domestic products. On December 12, 2019, President Joko Widodo called on Indonesian automotive industrial actors to improve the export of domestic automotive industry. After launching the Jakarta-Cikampek Toll Road 2, President Joko Widodo remarked that Indonesia's automotive industry must focus on its production in a bid to boost the performance of export. He also hoped that Indonesia could support the production of cars to neighboring countries. President Joko Widodo affirmed that the Indonesian government fully supports the automotive industry so that domestic automotive industry will expand not only traditionally but also globally.
Ini saya sudah meminta kepada industri otomotif
I call on automotive industrial actors to improve the export volume of the automotive industry, namely from 300,000 to around 1 million in the next 3 to 4 years. The value needs to increase from $8 billion to $24 billion. We need to support our automotive industry to focus on export. We will make Indonesia the production hub of automotive industry. Therefore, we have to ensure that we have appropriate infrastructure, industrial zone and seaport to boost our export next year. I think we are ready for that. We also need to expand our market not only to the Philippines, but also to other countries such as Asian countries, East Asia, the Middle East, and African countries. we must take the opportunity to advance our export. Previously, before sending off the export of Isuzu storage in Karawang, West Java, President Joko Widodo stated that Indonesian government focuses on developing economy, reducing import, and improving export. This aims to push the deficit of Indonesia's trade balance so that our economy will grow. On December 19, 2019, Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs, Mahfud MD, ensured that the Indonesian government through the Foreign Affairs Ministry conducts soft power diplomacy to respond to the issue of Uyghur Muslims in Xinjiang, China. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Minister Mahfud MD said in Jakarta that Minister Retno Marsudi has taken a number of actions to respond to the issue. Indonesia has been a mediator to provide resolutions of conflict instead of making confrontation. Listener, that was Kaleidoskop 2019. Thank you for listening. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Berapa lama aku menunggu jawaban darimu? Sampaikah kepadamu kata-kata yang kurangkaikan agar kau tahu perasaanku yang telah lama terpendam. Inilah yang ku rasakan.
Jangan hanya bicara, ku tak perlu kata-kata untuk mengerti yang kau rasakan. Karena ku hanya butuh separuh hatimu di dalam hidupku untuk buatku bahagia. Sebut yang kau inginkan, apapun itu kan ku berikan untukmu. Andai kau bersamaku di tempat dan waktu yang sama, kau akan tahu perasaanku yang telah lama terpendam. Inilah yang ku rasakan. Jangan hanya bicara, ku tak perlu kata-kata untuk mengerti yang kau rasakan. Karena ku hanya butuh separuh hatimu di dalam hidupku untuk buatku bahagia. Semenjak kau ada di sini, ku mengerti betapa ku membutuhkanmu. Bila kataku tak cukup untuk buatmu mengerti, izinkan ku bertemu lagi denganmu. Jangan hanya bicara, ku tak perlu kata-kata untuk mengerti yang kau rasakan. Karena ku
listener, for the next segment, we present you Indonesian Wonder about our tourism and culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I will introduce you Batu Putih Beach in Alor Island, East Nusa Tenggara. So, stay tuned. Alor Island in East Nusa Tenggara is one of the outermost islands in Indonesian territory, which waters border with Timor Leste. This small island is renowned for its stunning underwater beauty. But today I will not talk about the beauty of the underwater. There is another amazing tourism object on the island called Batu Putih Beach. Batu Putih Beach in the district of Kabola can be reached from the center of the island in the same direction as the road to Mali Airport. The airport serves as a gateway to enter Alor Island. Tourists usually stop at El Tari Airport in Kupang before continuing flights to Alor. To get to Alor, there are two choices of transportation modes. The first choice is by Transnusa aircraft. This is the fastest and more expensive way to reach Alor, but with a definite schedule. While the second option is the cheaper one by ferry that departs from the port of Bolok with a 14-hour long trip. This ferry only operates twice a week from Kupang, namely Tuesday and Saturday around 2 p.m. It will return to Kupang the next day at the same time. Batu Putih Beach does offer a beautiful view. The position of the sun, obstructed by the hill, makes the evening atmosphere on this beach shady. The position of the beach is notched inwards to the north. The cliffs will turn green in the rainy season after the rain, but during the dry season, it is usually brown, which comes from dried grasses. The shoreline is decorated with small white stones. So, as far as the eye can see, you will see white stones of various sizes, ranging from the size of rice grains to those of marbles. This expanse of rocks is not only in one or two places, but on the entire coast of Batu Putih, making it quite difficult to walk on it. But this is precisely the uniqueness of the Batu Putih Beach, which is indeed the only one in Indonesia. The name Batu Putih, which means white stone, is taken from the white color of the high and almost perpendicular cliffs, which is also a barrier to the village behind. The white stone stands upright, extending from the village to the beach. Therefore, the beach is called Batu Putih Beach. After enjoying Batu Putih Beach, before leaving Alor to return to Kupang, you can buy Alor special souvenirs at the market nearby, such as woven weaving, bead necklaces, and miniature Alor traditional houses, as well as Alor traditional cakes such as titi corn walnut cookies, which is like popcorn, and rambut cake. Well, listener, that was the edition of Indonesian Wonder with the topic of Batu Putih Beach in Alor Island. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you next time.
You've just listened to Voice of Indonesia, and that was a song by Polka Wars titled Rangkum. For the next segment, we present you Miscellany.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, today's miscellany is about Junior Dalang Festival. So stay tuned. Seven children joined Junior Dalang or Puppeteer Festival in Banyumas, Central Java. This event aimed to preserve traditional arts, especially for the millennial. It was also part of People's Art Festival held at Umah Tahu Sumedang Mang Eman, Tambak Sogra Village, Sumbang District, Banyumas on December 26th. People's Art Festival Chief Organizer Astri Yana Elsera said the event was aimed to attract tourists to Banyumas and to preserve traditional arts. Astri also said arts of Purwokerto, Banyumas are rarely performed in public, hence they held such event. For the first time, Dalang or Puppeteer competition was held with categories for Junior Dalang and Teenager Dalang. In Wayang or Puppetry, Dalang is someone with special skills to play wayang. In the People's Art Festival, there were also performances of lengger and kentongan, while on the peak day, wayang was performed. Junior and teenager dalang competitions were aimed to reinforce noble values to children and teenagers who are addicted to gadgets and internet. Well, listener, that was miscellany for today. See you next time.
Tak perlu ragu, coba.
That's a song titled Coba Katakan Dengan Cinta or The Essentials of Groove. You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia. Next, we're going to give you more information about music in our program Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back in Music Corner. Today's edition will present you a song by Indah Nevertari. Indah Nevertari released her 8th single entitled Modus Licikmu. The song was composed by Ilham Basso and Indah Nevertari. The song's music arrangement is a combination between EDM and Arabian. The lyrics of this song is inspired by Indah Nevertari's personal story. Modus Licikmu tells the story of a relationship between lovers, in which one of them only uses the condition of their partner. Well, listener, here is Indah Nevertari with the song Modus Licikmu.
Aku lihat kamu, sudah ku tahu kau tak ingin cintaku. Terlihat jelas tatapan itu hanya mengandung nafsu untuk memelukku. Oh, 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 oh. Ku tak tertipu.
Pretending to be sharp, but you don't have to fetch up. You are not gonna show even the expensive ring. Everything is yours, still I'm feeling boring. It's time for me to set the ring so you can insist on my full glory day.
Oh, 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 oh. Ku tak tertipu.
very much for joining our broadcasting. Don't forget to give us your comments to our email address, voi@voinews.id, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia. I'm Amanda. Thank you so much. Have a great day.